Once we have our stockings made, the next step is to play around with them. First of all, you can just do some sort of exploring that's just really finding out about the stockings. You can twist them or fold them, make a circle out of them. You can stretch them or reshape them or squeeze them. And another thing kids like to do is move them around, as in step two. So sometimes they like to move them around to music, use it as a prop in their dance. Often kids like to throw them and toss them around. And the great thing about stuffed stockings is they're pretty light, so they don't do a lot of damage if you toss them. They're kind of okay in that way. Now, a third thing you might want to do with your stuffed stockings is imagination play. So some examples of this could be, let's pretend that these stuffed stockings are, and have students act out their ideas, having them pretend they're different things. We've seen all kinds of things, from the stuffed stockings are babies to the stuffed stockings are telescopes, the stuffed stockings are various kinds of animals. And along with that, you can pretend that the stockings are people or story characters, and make them talk to each other. You could decorate them if you want to. So these are just a few ideas, but the interesting thing about stuffed stockings is that they're really just this weird blobby thing that could be nothing, but it could be anything. And there are lots and lots of different ways to use it and transform it. And the only limit really is your imagination.